vină, loviți mama.
Come and fall at that altar. Believing that God will honor them. And I believe God had honored them in the close book. But if God honored them in the open book, he's encouraging error. And he will be guilty of blessing error. Altar calls is a Methodist idea. I want to say that and clear that you'll understand. There was never an altar call made in the Bible. Never an altar call made in all the Bible. There is no such a thing in Scripture. Nowhere down to the ages. Was it made until the Methodist age? Conviction don't have to say a thing, brother. God's there and done the work. Watch carefully. While Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on them. That heard the word. See. There's no altar call. See. No such a thing. We have taught our people about receiving the baptism in many, many wrong ways. So before I go on, I want to say this. Brother Branham taught the new birth three different ways. Because he didn't know under the closed book. He taught the evidence of the Holy Ghost three different ways. Because he did not know. So which message?
Come on, let's ask.
The man and his message. Which one? And if you don't know, then everything is the message. And we never will take a people to a rapture. Because the perfect kingdom calls for perfect faith. And perfect faith has no tradition of man.
Amen.
Amen.
Perfect faith by perfect strength. Prayer cloth are small cloths of handkerchief that are used in healing. It's listed in Acts
19.
When Brother Branham died, they wanted his clothes. Everybody wanted a piece of clothes from around the world. But this is what the prophet taught. He says, I know you all come around the altar and pray. That's an old Methodist idea. They never do that in the Bible. And the Bible said, as many as believe was baptized. There's no such thing as an altar call. That's something we added, which is all right. Anything God blesses, it's all right. Like the anointed cloths. There never was such a thing in the Bible. That prayer cloth. So where did it come from? It goes all the way back to the days of Elijah. Tradition. And after this morning, the Holy Spirit so beautifully come down, bathe us with His great beauty. I was just inspired to speak them words and say some glorious day that all the gifts that's in the church will just be set aside on a mantle as it was. Is he telling me that the gifts will not be used? Is he telling me it comes a time when the gifts will not be used? That's what he's telling him. The prophet is interpreting now, the word is open. 1 Corinthians 13 says, when that which is perfect is come, this gospel is that which is perfect. Because this gospel is the perfect interpretation of the word with divine vindication. Which means God put His approval on this gospel. So this, when this comes, all the gifts disappears. You say, is that what He's saying? Which one would you rather? Position or authority? Or a gift? Or a blessing? Did Adam have a gift? No gift? You want to go back to Pentecost? Plenty gifts. But it was not so from the beginning. So this gospel goes back before the beginning. That's why Jesus told them. But it was not so from the beginning. Therefore, it was no gifts in the beginning. What was here? Position and authority. I know what you're saying. But God wrote it in the Word. God said He gives gifts. Watch a mother. She buys a little sucker for her child. She bought it. She gave it to him. She taught him how to use it. And the child takes comfort. Can you imagine that child? At 20 years old with the sucker in his mouth? The same mother who bought it, the same mother who taught him to use it, is now ashamed of him using it.
And
she wants to take it away from him. And what does he do? He cries. Because he's used to give. And she's saying, son, you have teeth now. Use them. Can you imagine? Brother Valfred. His father loves him. Buy him a tricycle. Three wheels. And he's riding all over. Can you imagine him? At 20 years old. Riding the tricycle. Or does he move from three wheels to 2 wheels?
Yeah.
When he was a child, he did things like a child. But when he gets grown up, he don't want 3 wheels. He don't want 2 wheels. He wants Mercedes with 4 wheels. Which one you want? You want the tricycle or the Mercedes? You want gifts or authority? If you say to this mountain, that is your promise. Not if you lay hands. But if you say, that's your promise. Can you imagine? You come to church. Seven thunders give rapture and faith. The dynamics are upon you. We are manifested sons of God. Amen. Faith is emanating from you. How many would like to lay hands on you? How many would like to have an altar call? You telling them what they're coming to. And take him back where there was. What kind of gospel is that? That's a mixed gospel. That's a ministry living in a glare of another age. That's a ministry that does not know the man and his message. Is he starlight? Is he moonlight? Or is he sunlight? The perfect light. But no shadows. You cannot be teaching rapture and faith and practicing gifts. Watch the quote. The seals are open. 1964. 1 Corinthians says, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. That which is in part is those who use milk. This is meat. This is milk. If you are in part, you are unskillful. You cannot discern who is doing God a service and who is not doing God a service. Let's read. Malachi 3.
Malachi
16.
Then they that fear the Lord speak often one to other, and the Lord hearken and hear it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name.
That's the ministry of William Branham. Continue to read. Next verse. Don't read.
Okay.
That's not the verse. That's just a prelude.
Yeah.
The next verse.
Okay, I go to 16. I go to 17. And they shall be mine. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serve God and him that serve him not.
You can read 18 verse.
Yeah.
Watch carefully. Then shall you return from where? When you will understand life. Can you judge with a closed book?
No.
Can you be a righteous judge when you can't see clearly? You can really only judge when the light comes. And when that light comes, and he reveals the word, then we see light. According to the scriptures. Psalms 36 and 9. In thy light shall we see light. Now we can see light. Can you not judge clearly? Because when we return, we are not returning to starlight. We are returning on the sunlight. Ephesians 5 and 13. Let me find it first. 13. Read 13 for me, Brother Val.
I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation.
Ephesians 5 and 13?
5.
Okay. 5.
Says, but all things that approach are made manifested by the light.
5. Ephesians 5, 13. So without light, you can't judge. That's why this age could not judge clearly. But this age, you know who the harlot is. You know who the mother harlot is.
Okay.
You know who the daughters are. You could spiritually see the 200 million demons
looking
in politics and religion. Why? Because we have light. And you will be able to judge between who is doing God a service and who is not doing God a service. Who is doing God a service outside of his will? Which gospel is doing God a service? Can you be teaching this gospel and be doing God a service? This is the gospel that you serve God doing his will. This is outside his will. This is his will. So this or that gospel. You cannot mix it. You cannot mix it. Let's finish the quote. When that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away with. Say, what is in part, Brother Tony? So all these little things of jumping up and down, like kids trying to talk in tongues, and all these other things is the other things, the rest of the gifts. Did he not say in the quote before, I say this under inspiration, the day will come when all the gifts will be placed on the shelf. So all these things of jumping up and down, like a kid trying to talk in tongue, and all these other things, when that which is perfect, and we have today, by God's help, the perfect interpretation of the word with divine vindication. Then that which is in part is done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child. When Valfred was a child, he rode a tricycle like a child. I understood as a child. When I become a man, the statue of a perfect Adam, I put away childish things. What age are we living in? The age that Paul wanted to go on to perfection. Hebrews 6. Not laying on of hands again and speaking about the resurrection and the baptism. That's not perfection. Hebrews 6, let's go on to perfection. That's come. Perfection has come. This is the age of maturity. This is the age of meat and not milk. The age of sonship. The age of adoption. Restoration to Adam. From the beginning. As it was in the beginning. After the beginning, there was gifts and tongues and blessings. I've got to hurry. Watch carefully. Are you still okay? I want you to notice the prophet on the starlight taught many different doctrines. And many of them has to be corrected. Get me clearly. Hear me clearly. There is no man can correct a prophet. There's no man worthy to correct a prophet. It is the word itself corrects a prophet. Before the opening of the seals, the prophet told there were 14 seals. I was invited to speak in a part of South Africa called that windy city, Port Elizabeth.
In the 50s,
in the 50s, Brother Branham had visited that place. The place that the prophet spoke is still there. And it was... In that place, the most prevalent doctrine is 14 seals. And if you ask them, where did they got that doctrine from? They'll pull the statements of the prophet. I'll show you where he's seen 14
seals.
Seven in the book. I'm seven in the back side of the book. They don't know the man and his message. Is this the man and the message? Or is this the
fulfillment?
Or is this the man and his message? Your message will forerun the second coming. His message is under the seventh seal. Is this seventh seal here, Starlight? Are you using him as an absolute here? Or here? Let's read. Now you remember when he was told by the angels and the church ages? And now in this, he'll dovetail right in these seven seals that we are speaking of tonight. And the seven seals we are trying to speak, when they come this time, is the seven written seals. These seven seals, as you know, is just the manifestation of the seven angels of the church ages.
And
But there are seven other seals on the back side of the book. It's outside the Bible. I'm a seals now. Now watch how it works. They'll come to you. You believe in the prophet? You believe
he's
an absolute? Are you called to understand it or to believe it? Are you interpreting the prophet message? All of it, you'll say no.
No.
Then you see, 14 seals. For them, you are an unbeliever. Because they are saying what he said. What who said? The starlight messenger or the sunlight messenger? I walk in the light while he is in starlight. And therefore, I must walk in the light when he's sunlight. And I must judge in the light that he's in. Not the light that he was. I must walk in the light as he is in the light. When he is in starlight, I walk to that place. But when he walks into sunlight, I must walk in the light as he is in the light. Not that he was in the light. Follow again. Did not the prophet teach the white horse rider was the Holy Ghost? Are you ready?
Amen. It's over.
Who was anointing him when he taught that? It wasn't a pillar of fire. Who was it? It was the angel anointing him. The angel can only anoint him with the things God wanted him to know. And what he did not know, that was under the age of ignorance. And he was under the age of intercession. This is the starlight is the age of intercession. For ignorance. He was under the age of ignorance. And therefore he had an intercessor. And God only holds you accountable for what he reveals. So what you preach that was not revealed, that is you. And he intercedes for that. So who taught the white horse rider was the Holy Spirit? The prophet. In the ten virgins. He said six chapter deals with the white horse, which was the Holy Spirit went forth conquering to conquer. Then when he comes to the second seal, he said that is what the church taught. He said, that's what the church taught. But he taught it too. Watch carefully. The prophet said, I read some good books. Where did he get some of his doctrine from? Larkin.
Yeah.
Arthur Pink.
Larkin, Arthur Pink.
Uriah.
Uriah, Tom.
Even Ellen G. White.
Yeah. Ellen G. White, huh?
Many sources of books he got his stuff from. Under starlight. Did the prophet preach the seals in one day?
Yeah.
Who gave him those seals? Either from the Seventh-day Adventist or either from the
Russell
Lions. He told you he read many books. That's where he got that from. Where did he get the opening of the real seals from? See, every night an angel came in the room and revealed it to me contrary to what I was thinking. The prophet said, that's fine teachers, supposed to be some of the best with the light. So I thought, well, if I don't know, I'll just say what they said. I tried to teach it that way. And they gave some very good explanation of it. What it really meant. I'm just going to go on quickly because I don't have much time. So he corrects the first seal.
Now,
before the seals were opened, he's talking about the mystery of the fifth seal.
The fifth
seal deals with the altar.
And the sixth
seal deals with the Jews under the altar. So it's not just the sixth seal he had wrong, he had the fifth and sixth wrong. Because he thought the early church was under the sixth seal. Under the fifth and sixth seal. But they were Jews. How long, O Lord?
Oh, Vasare Kai, what?
See, the hope of the church.
What?
Many laying in the dust waiting for that hour. Souls under the altar crying, how long? Then he said, he read Uriah Smith. And so he's correcting the doctrines of the theologians. He said, we thought that was a bride waiting there.
Souls
under the altar.
How long?
What am I telling you? You cannot mix these two gospels. This gospel is what will perfect us. When you bring this in, without filtering it with this message,
you have done
what every denomination has done. You are taking
manna
from another day and bringing it into the next day. And the prophecy has wiggle worms. Are you listening? Luther preached a message of life. But he preached other doctrines that had wiggle worms.
Wesley
preached a message with life.
But
many other doctrine had wiggle worms. Revelation 3:14. Brother Branham. He preached many things that had life.
But as
Revelation 3:14, there were many things that had wiggle worms. That's what this gospel is for. To correct all the errors, even of the stars gone by. Watch again. The prophet taught the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said the baptism of the Holy Ghost and born again is two different things. But when you're studying the message, and as ministers, we're holding on to everything he says. How can he be wrong? But he was. His doctrine was corrected up here in the open book. You say, well, how can we study the message? You study it from the top, going back in the years. So you start off with the doctrine from the open book, and you will catch up what he taught in the ages gone by. That's how you keep in the light. Otherwise, you will mix the light. So is it true?
Amen.
Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the new birth two different things?
Here
he says,
yeah.
As people talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the new good. He said, now that's wrong. He is telling you, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the new birth is not the same. He said the baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the new birth. So did the prophet have the doctrine of the new birth right before the opening of the word?
The doctrine of baptism.
The doctrine of the new birth. And if he did not know back there, how can the doctrine be right? That's why we have to have this gospel. Hear what he says. The new birth is when you're born again. The new birth is when you're born again. But the baptism is when power comes into that birth
for sin.
Now I'm going to remind you of a teaching he did. He said, what's the new birth? He said, it's like a glass in a barnyard. He said, when you pick up the glass, that's justification. So when you clean the glass, that's sanctification. And he said, when you put it in service, that's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Which one of them is the bird then?
The
picking up.
The
cleaning.
Or
put it in service.
If
you read this quote,
it's
contrary to the very thing that he illustrated. And if you don't know the difference between starlight and moonlight, that's why ministers leave the message. They say, how can he be a prophet? Because they did not study the man. Under starlight, he's doing the work of an evangelist. When it comes to the opening of the word,
steps
in a prophet
or a
You said, but he was seeing visions.
There
are many prophets who see visions. But they are not prophet messengers. Balaam saw visions. The prophet in the days of Saul showed him where his lost donkey was. Pentecost are prophets. And they can see true visions. But they cannot bring the word. They cannot bring the word from the Lord. So he could see visions. Just like every other prophet. But becoming a word prophet. That's when he steps into Malachi 4 and 10:7. So the prophet lived on the starlight.
Moonlight
and sunlight. Under moonlight, he stole you back to what Paul taught. Under sunlight, he stole you back to what Adam was. Under starlight, the book is closed. Even to him. If it was open to him, he would not need to open again.
Amen.
He is a divine prophet.
But
you have to understand his office. And that's why people are falling away. That's why ministers are falling away.
You
have to understand the man and his message. I'm going to skip. Holy Ghost is powerful service. So when you talk about being born again and applying that to the Holy Ghost, many of our Methodists and so forth are wrong there. You get the idea? He does not know the doctrine of the new birth.
I'm going to
skip again. Okay, what I like this quote. He said, I heard Charles Fuller as I was going down. He believes too that the new birth is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The new birth is being born again. The Holy Ghost is the baptism. So when does he correct it? Church Age Book. I'm just going to read the answer. In other words, this is his correction. To be born of the Spirit is to be truly baptized with the Holy Ghost.
But what it's
one and the same. Now he's teaching the baptism and a new birth is the same thing. Now the prophet taught the evidence of the Holy Ghost three different ways. He said the sign of the believer is the fruits of the Spirit. He said the fruits of the Spirit, that's the seal of God. Now you can teach that to your people. You can say the prophet said. But you will die. Watch again. But did God give you the seal of the Holy Spirit? Of love and joy and the fruits of the Spirit to prove that you've been saved? Do you know the first generation pastors? You see why I addressed it the way that I did? Not to hurt them, but because they taught this closed book to their people. Teach them all these doctrines that will correct them. And make their people legalists. And may those parents bring those children up to hate the message. And today, they still hold influence over you. And that is what young generation is being held back with. What does a young man want? The praise of the elders. Where did Jesus get praise from the elders? Where did Moses get praise from the elders? Aren't they the very same one that turned on him? Where did the prophet get praise from the elders? That's why Jesus said, you seek the honor of man more than the honor of God. Because that has always been the pressure between two generations in a message. What Jesus told them. If you don't forsake mother and father, for me, You're not worthy. Why? Why mother and father? Mother and father represent the fate of the age gone by.
And the faith that
comes with Jesus is in conflict with the scribes and Pharisees and their parents.
Is in complex.
Conflict. And their parents. And so therefore the parents will say, don't follow that man. This man was with us all these years. He's a good pastor. Don't go and be deceived. That's what they were saying about Jesus. And he's telling them, if you're not willing to forsake mother and father, who taught mother and father? Scribes and Pharisees. Continuously he taught until he came to preach that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of the Spirit. He said, the evidence of the Holy Ghost, only the fruit of the Spirit. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, I'm going to skip more. His teaching changes now. He says, I said, the most perfect evidence I can think of is love. He moved from fruit of the Spirit to love. Then he says, as we got to talking on that, then I thought, that sounds pretty good. If a man has got love, but one day, the Lord in a vision straightened me out. Watch carefully. He said, the evidence of the Spirit is those who can receive the words. The question about it, which gospel? Could receive the word, neither love nor speaking in tongues, but it's receiving the word. So there's the genuine evidence of the Holy Ghost. He never told me anything wrong yet. So who told him the evidence before this? That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. He who can believe the word, you can receive it.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. When you don't rightly divide the two gospels, and you take this from this gospel and put it here, you misplace it. You dislocated. And you misinterpreted. You say what the prophet said. And this is the definition of sin. Sin means to miss the mark. How did you miss the mark? When you misplace, dislocate,
flee.
Misinterpret. Can I say this? If I am Christian, the prophet said these things to my church, then I am preaching sin. But know it not. Isn't that the anointing of the age? Therefore, we must know the man and his ministry. That's how easy it is. That's how simple it is. The prophet said Satan can impose any kind of gift. Satan can impose any kind of gift that God has got. But he cannot bring that word by word. That is what you're watching for. You're watching what comes out of that man's mouth. Because out of the heart the mouth speaks. Watch his doctrine. You will know what is there. God gospel he is speaking from. Now this fruit of the spirit changed in
1964. The fruits of the spirit.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you something. Brother Branham taught these things. And many times he says the church teacher. Many times he never tells you he teaches. So I'm going to give you a quote. The prophet said, I never taught anything under inspiration that I have to take back. So it means these things were not under inspiration. How do you rightly divide it? You judge it from the open book. So now he says this. He's correcting, but he's not telling you he's correcting it. Oh, the meek and gentle humble, yes sir. They got the fruit of the spirit. That's no sign, not a bit. Let me give you fruit of the spirit. Between Jesus and the Pharisee. See which one had the fruit of the spirit. You get the idea. I'm not going to read anymore. Because he tell you the kind old priest had all the fruits of the spirit. The kind old priest has all of the fruits of the spirit. Now I ask the question. How many of them say the fruit of the spirit is the evidence? How badly you are fooled by that.
Numai flumivoritori.
So was he fooled by it?
De o flua.
All right, one more.
Maga alu.
What is the evidence of it? When that spirit that is in you can punctuate every promise with amen.
Le bokoma ilamba wo atengo ade amen afu en nyadeseleji.
That's exactly what it
was.
That was exactly what it was with Jesus. They had more fruits of the Spirit. They had all kinds of evidence. You can pin on any evidence down anything but God Himself manifests in His Word. You can leave it. That's the true evidence that there is that you are a Christian. Before the seals, the prophet taught that the soul has 5 inlets. The spirit of 2. And the flesh of 5. He never tells you he corrects it. He never tells you he changes it. All of a sudden, after the seals are open, now he says the soul has 2 inlets. The spirit are 5. The flesh are 5. You will never find where he says he corrects it. He just does it. Before the seals were open, he taught that Canaan land was the millennium. Then he says, it's not the millennium. Because in the millennium there's no wars. And in Canaan land there was wars. Why am I telling you this? Because we can be guilty of this very very quote. See, the Lutherans was living in the glare of Luther. And that's the reason the message didn't go over well. If you're living in the glare of these quotes, then you're actually leaving the promises out. And here's what Hebrew says. What was their sin? They failed to come to the promise. The promise is here. The fulfillment is here. If you don't cross over, then you never enter the promise. Just give me a couple more and I'm closing.
Brother Branham taught from
1950
to 1964.
The church must go back to Pentecost. You got to go back to Pentecost. You got to go back to the upper room. You have to go back where you left him.
1965.
Invisible Union. He said, this is not Pentecost. This is not a return to Pentecost. He said this is something different. In paradox. He said we're going back to another Ephesians. He says the word that fell on the day of Pentecost will not work today. We have something different. And look how many is still teaching. We have to go back to Pentecost. I think you've got the idea.
Amen.
The difference between this gospel of Matthew 24
after
Jesus. You say, but the prophet said, Starlight said, this is sunlight speaking. I know there's a lot of difficult things I say. But this gospel is what first generation propagated. And if you try to correct it, they make all sorts of excuses. The people are not ready for this
faith.
Oh, I'm just trying to take them little by little. What spirit was that? That was the spirit that came out under Moses. When it was time to go and possess the land, they said, let us stay and train a little bit more for the giants. Let's build up the army. Let's make some more weapons. Always an excuse. Caleb and Joshua. They had a different spirit. We are more than able to possess the land. This is why first generation. God has to take them off the scene. If they don't, we can never enter
here.
God bless you. For the space to shine upon you all.
Amen.